I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife sources report the Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, and that's the unofficial start of the boating season. Well, next week is National Safe Boating Week, and coming up, we're going to give you some reminders on how to make sure your summer boat excursions are safe and enjoyable. Lieutenant Ed Goodson of the West Virginia Natural Resources Police says safe boating starts with you making sure that your boat is outfitted and rigged to be a safe vessel.
The most important things for your boat are the safety equipment on that motorboat, vessel, whatever you want to call it. PFDs, life jackets, have them readily available, and have them have a properly fitting life jacket for the type of where they're going to be using, as far as, you know, are you going to be jet skis, and are you going to be just runabouts, are you just going to be just hanging out on the boat, those types of things. The other safety equipment, your fire extinguishers, and every boat has to have a sound producing device. Make sure your lights are working.
Keep in mind, your boat's been out of commission all winter, so give it a rundown mechanically, so as to avoid problems when all your friends and family are out there with you.
This time of the year, this is when we're going to see a lot of boats being towed back to dock, because they've been sitting for a while. They've been sitting all winter, fall and winter, and the maintenance been performed on that boat? And it's always best to make sure you get all your ducks in a row and get all that stuff taken care of before going out on the water, because we will see a lot of tow ropes next weekend and into Memorial Day weekend.
There are rules for driving a boat, just like there are rules for driving a car. That's all to keep people safe, and you need to know those rules.
Red and green and your white stern light on the rear, what do those mean? Because that tells a boater, in those dark hours, how that boat is coming to them.
And all that is taught in boater safety courses that are taught by the DNR's law enforcement section. And if you were born after 1986, you're required to have one before you operate a boat in West Virginia. Now, even if you're not required, though, it's still not a bad idea.
That's going to benefit you. You can do our in-person courses, or you can go to our website and take one of the online courses.
And as always, you're on the water, make sure at least one responsible adult is good to drive.
Just like DUIs, BUIs, it's the same thing. The legal limit, 0.08. And we want everybody out there to have a good time and enjoy themselves outdoors, recreating on a boat, but always have someone there that is sober enough, that is sober to operate that boat, get those folks that are having a really good time back home safely, back to the dock safely. Like you said, sober skipper, that means a whole lot. It's essential.
Look for the Natural Resources Police to be patrolling the state's largest lakes and rivers every weekend and every holiday this summer, not to rob you of a good time, but ensure you're having one by making sure it's not marred by tragedy and you're safe. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.